Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
What do you say to a policeman with three heads?
I don't know.
Hello, hello, hello!
Hey! Hey,
hello, we're back.
Hello, yes, we're back. Not that we've been away long, but when we do go, we like coming back.
We've got the last one in our new feature, the Hairy Barbie.
Yeah!
The Sunday Roast Amnesty.
Oh!
And please keep the emails coming. Yeah. You can go to our page on the Planet Rock website and send your emails in, because we've had some beauties and they're good fun.
I tell you what, you lot are a very clever bunch, aren't they? They are. I mean, I love our listeners. They're just belters.
People who listen to Planet Rock have a zest and a love for life.
They do. They do. Which is better than for death on a coon of... You wouldn't be able to hear with. Right. Bapper Collins. Come on. Bapper Collins from Ride. Really? Right. Who's the most famous rock star you've met? I met Jimmy Page and he was mint. I also met Gene Simmons. But he was a... apparently Gene Simmons was. So, anyway, rock on. Good. Well, we've met. Oh, well, we've met Ronnie, haven't we? You know, him from the Rolling Stones.
No, it wasn't Ronnie from the Rolling Stones. It was Keith Richards.
Oh, yeah, that's him, yeah.
You see, good grief.
I like the other guitar player.
You know, sometimes working with Kingy, it's like trying to teach a cabbage to pole vault. Do you know what I mean? It's like trying to whip Shergar back into life.
Wait, look, it's early, you know, it's a Sunday, you know.
It could be Tuesday night for all you know.
It probably is, isn't it?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Who's the best? Well, you've met loads of rock stars, haven't you? Because you used to do that tingly bits.
Yeah.
You've met. Who've you met? You've met everybody. You met Lou Reed.
I met Lou Reed and Pete Gabriel.
I tell you who I've met. I've met Jethro Tull.
You mean Ian Anderson?
Yeah, Ian Anderson.
That was the band, Jethro Tull.
Yeah, no, but I met them all. Because I went out with a girl, you see, who was having when it was the Under Wraps tour, and they played Newcastle City Hall. And I was going out with a girl, only went out with her, because she had, like... She worked for Nike. So she dressed Jethro Tull, like all of them, including Ian Anderson, in Nike boots.
Yeah, but you don't like trainers. You don't wear trainers.
Well, no, but it didn't matter. I got backstage with Jethro Tull with a big box of Nike trainers, didn't I? It was brilliant. I just sat there for ages going...
You're such a rock and roll type.
I know, I don't care.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Ragdoll, little cutie. I love that. It's got a swing thing going on with Aerosmith.
I looked like Steve Tyler.
I don't.
Really?
No, not really. No,
if I looked like Steve Tyler, it'd be brilliant.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just love to. You wear scarves like that, and you have to have a wind machine on you all the time.
Wait, that's it. And you know what? It's a flamer. Getting a wind machine round when you're doing your shopping.
I think he's had a few nips and tucks, Steve Tyler.
I couldn't possibly see it, yes.
Yeah, I think the time's come when I need freshening up.
Freshening
That's
up?
That's what they call it, you know.
Do they?
I'm just going away to be freshened.
You don't need freshens, you need scaffold.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.
So it's time for another email, and we've got one from Unwell of Bedford. Who lives, funnily enough, in Bedford. Oh. So I take it that Unwell is a state of bodily being rather than, his name.
Yeah.
Right, Unwell. I fell off my bike the other week in the pithing rain.
Oh.
Why do councils put manhole covers on corners?
It's irritating, that.
I've bashed my leg up and I'm off work for 3 months.
Oh, good.
It's my 10th wedding anniversary on Thursday.
Oh, bummer.
And the only thing I ever put in her oven was our two kids.
Oh, flipping.
So while I'm off, what's easy to cook for a tea that will impress her? If you could play some AC/DC, that would help to numb the pain. Oh, Unwell. Well, we do play AC/DC every week, so
we do
cater for you. Oh, I know. Diesel as well. Why do people still spill diesel on the road?
Because it's a really simple thing, but they're too lazy and tight to put proper... gas tap, you know, like, you know, what do you put them? The petrol caps. Mm. You can get you can get proper... Don't leak just locking petrol caps or diesel caps on most tanks. And they just don't do it. So motorcyclists are flailing all over the place on ice when there's diesel chasing
everywhere. Yeah, manhole covers, they are like man traps, aren't they?
They're terrible.
Oh, what could you cook for a tea that'll impress her? Pasta's always good, you know.
Do you know what he needs to do, Dave?
Go on.
He needs to go out and buy our cookbooks or get somebody to go out so he doesn't have to limp around the shops. That's what he needs to do. Because there's loads in there that you could just cook and everything would impress her.
Yeah, you got a point. And a bit of business as well. So fair dues. I part with some money unwell. With you, you know, I tell you what you can do unwell. You can use your compensation to buy some of our books.
Yes.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Time for the Hairy Barbie.
Whee!
Hey! And the last one this week. It's a dish that we got and perfected whilst we were filming in St. Petersburg recently.
Oh,
sounded very exotic then.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it's a dish we brought you, like, stuff from Memphis, Nashville and them. Yeah. Now we've got, it's a shashlik, which is basically a kebab. Russian style.
I thought it was a hairy lick.
No, it's a shashlik. Oh. Anyway, we when we were filming in Russia, we were on a motorbike and sidecar, and we took the bike out from St. Petersburg to this lady's dacha.
Oh, aye.
And in the dacha, the grounds of her dacha, we lit a fire.
Oh,
and we
did.
Made shashliks.
She could hardly put it out.
Oh, shashliks are great. They're quite a spicy kebab, and basically you've got your meat, and you marinate it in olive or vegetable oil, white wine, cider vinegar, onion, garlic, bay leaves, paprika, cloves and cinnamon. Oh. Again, you use lamb, beef or pork. The marinade works for anything. Leave it there, thread it up, like even, you know, leave for 2 or 3 hours or overnight, and then basically cook over charcoal. It's one of those elemental things that's brilliant. And we serve it with a sour cream dip or a plum sauce. And the recipes are on our page on the Planet Rock website. But it was great, wasn't it? We did pork shashlik, didn't we?
We did. It was a great... Actually, it was... Dacha, just so you know what we're talking about, is a place where it's like a country house that most Russian people have. And they go out for weekends and they'll go out for celebrations like Easter and Christmas and all that sort of stuff, where the whole family gets together. And it's kind of family home owned by, like, you know, several people within the family. And it's brilliant. It's such a nice thing to do. So it's like a summer house, really, isn't it, Dacha?
I think one of the overriding memories of St. Petersburg has to be the love affair with vodka that the Russians have, which we kind of embraced to the full.
We did that fully.
We did, didn't we? We learned all about drinking vodka, how to drink vodka. There's the old vodkas that are there for taste that you sip. But the new vodkas, which are basically alcohol, you do neck them by shots.
You do.
But one thing you must do before you take your shot of vodka is you turn your head to the side and expel air like, then you neck it when you inhale the air and the vodka. It's so you feel the burn in your chest.
Mm.
But it's just like a, and you know, around the table, it's kind of wrong, really, isn't it?
It is wrong. It is wrong because you're actually blowing in somebody else's ear.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I had a fire down below once.
Did
you know those cookers, the gas cookers, where you press a button, it goes tick, 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 tick,
yeah,
tick, tick, yeah?
Yes.
I got up to work one morning, I was in the nip,
right,
just on the way to the bathroom,
yeah,
put the kettle on, it was one of those ones you fill with water,
tick, tick.
I stood there in the nuddy, tick, woomf, and that was it.
Backdraft,
yeah.
Did it smell of hair?
Yep, like a burnt cat. Oh, it was a life of misery, it really was.
Was it itchy?
No, it just looked scorched, do you know what I mean? I looked like a sofa that had been set fire to. It wasn't good, man.
Did it need cream? That's all I'm saying.
No, just needed a damn good clean-up. Anyway, listeners' email from Trunk Mabry.
Who?
Trunk. Mabry from Grimsby. I wish I'd been called something like Trunk instead of Dave. Trunk Myers.
I tell you what, he's just bigging himself up because he's really called Stick Avery.
Trunk says, I heard you talking about doing pop stars' makeup. I saw a BBC job for a hair designer. How do you design hair? 3 question marks. Answer me that, 3 question marks. My hair's designed like a billiard ball. Well, you see, Trunk, the hair designer could design you a wig.
Yeah, or... I mean, that's a prerequisite to being a hair designer, that you have to have hair to work with.
Yes.
Obviously.
Or else you work in a furniture factory, you're German, and then you're called a hair designer.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.